Myra Goodman with her husband Drew founded Earthbound Farm on their 2.5-acre backyard in 1984 from an heirloom raspberry patch on a roadside stand. Earthbound Farm has become the largest grower of organic produce in North America. Myra has now put together a new book called Straight from the Earth, Irresistible Vegan Recipes for Everyone. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Myra Goodman to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
It's very nice to have you here. How did this whole thing come about of deciding that this was going to become your life, to go from a backyard raspberry patch to becoming your profession?
Well, it was interesting because after college, my husband and I had this opportunity to live on this little farm and do repairs in exchange for rent. And I thought it would just be a one-year stopover before I went to graduate school. But we just fell in love with living on the land. We were both from Manhattan, grew up in the concrete. And it was just miraculous to live in beautiful Carmel Valley, California, and grow this wonderful fruit.
And then when did it start to grow, literally?
Well, you know what happened? When we were trying to figure out how to actually make a living on the farm, because the first year just selling the raspberries, we grossed less than $10,000.
Right.
And it was right when the little baby vegetable craze was starting, and some of the really high-end restaurants were buying little baby lettuces to serve and little carrots and turnips. And so we actually started growing some baby lettuces for local restaurants. And we actually became the first company to successfully launch packaged salads for retail sale in 1986 by putting our spring mix salads, washing them, drying them, and putting them in Ziploc bags. So once we hit on that product, we just, you know, it was obvious that we had potential to have a big business and make farming our real career.
And you help define and educate people on what organic is.
I think that we have been part of the organic food revolution initially back in the 80s. I think very few people bought our product because it was organic. I think that we were able to grow and thrive because we had this unique, gourmet, convenient product. But we were able to get this into distribution in supermarkets all over the country and really start getting people familiar with what organic was because they were buying a salad that just happened to be organic.
So the book, Straight from the Earth, Irresistible Vegan Recipes for Everyone, you put this book together with your daughter, and this is a family project, and ultimately you want to tell us what?
Well, I think that I've spent 30 years as a passionate advocate of organic farming because I want to protect people's health and protect the planet. And over time, I've realized that eating lower on the food chain, eating more plant-based foods, is another incredibly powerful way to protect our planet and protect our personal health. So I felt like this was a message that I really wanted to share. A second ago, I said we were part of the organic food revolution, and I want to be part of the plant-based revolution. And we're not vegan, and we're not trying to get people to be vegan and only eat plants, but we're saying that there's delicious, healthy, wonderful food that doesn't use any animal products. And if we all ate a little more plant-based foods and a little less meat, it would make a huge impact.
And these are vegan recipes.
They're all vegan, so there's no dairy, no eggs, no meat, and actually no honey, because strict vegans, many of them won't eat honey because it comes from bees. So we wanted to make sure that this book worked for everyone, so the recipes worked for the strict vegans and also for omnivores.
When you talk about plant-based, and there's some 100 plant-based recipes in here, how do you define that? How do you want us to understand that concept?
Well, so plant-based means things that grow from the ground. So be that peas or beans or nuts or vegetables or fruit. And one of the things that's interesting is that everything else, kind of the animals, are middlemen. You know, you've got the cows that are eating all the grain. It takes about 20 pounds of grain to make 1 pound of beef. So you've got the cows eating the grain to give you your protein, or eating the grain to make milk for you to drink, versus just getting this food directly how it is produced in nature.
Obviously, this whole concept of plant-based but also really good food is what's driving the book. And I assume in that, for both you and your daughter, came a lot of testing, and yes, this works, and we'll, let's see what we could do with this.
Yeah, exactly. And what was great is my husband, who is a big meat eater, who was not excited for this book project that was going to all be plant-based. He thought he'd be hungry all the time and miss meat. He actually loved these recipes and found that the more he ate plant-based meals and the less meat he ate, the less he actually craved meat. So it was a really interesting experience for our family. And now that we do eat some animal products, we find that just naturally, we're eating less of them and we're eating more plant-based foods. We just feel healthier that way, and we know it's also better for the environment, which is important to us too.
You also have done an interesting thing with, there's a lot of different recipes here, but obviously, I mean, you make killer salads.
Thank you.
That's the bread and butter, isn't it? The killer salads.
Well, I have to say that I still eat at least one huge salad every day. It's something that I crave every single day. If there was one food that you could say I could never give up, it would be salads. So I really, really do love salads. And then I'm finding now that instead of, in the old days, I would often put some cut up chicken on my salad, thinking I needed that for protein. But now I'm doing garbanzo beans and sunflower seeds and hemp seeds. So writing this book made me realize that I can be really satisfied with plant-based protein, and that there's plenty of protein available in plant-based foods.
And when you think about these salads, and then moving beyond that, is that where it gets a little tricky when you say, okay, well, I want to do, like you, for example, have chocolatey chocolate brownies. So are there challenges in that when you say, okay, we want this to be vegan?
So you know what's really interesting? Those brownies, I think, are probably the most delicious brownies that I've ever tasted. And I was at first really afraid of vegan baking, and it actually became my favorite thing to do. So these vegan brownies, which taste so rich and delicious, instead of eggs, what we use is ground up chia seeds. Chia seeds absorb liquid and they become a little bit kind of gummy, but they're full of really healthy fiber and omega-3 fatty acids. So we mix that with some coffee, so you get the flavor of the coffee and you get the chia seeds acts as the binder. And then instead of butter, we use coconut oil, which has a lot of really good health properties. And then I also use whole wheat pastry flour instead of white flour, because I think it actually tastes better. You can hardly taste the difference, but you're getting all the nutrients of the whole grain. And then we have walnuts in there. So it's got sugar, so you can't really call it a health food, but it has some good nutrition in the most delicious brownies that I've ever tasted. So I've been really excited about vegan baking. We use both ground chia seeds and flax seeds instead of eggs. And then in other recipes, I'll use almond milk or soy milk instead of cow dairy milk. And it works great.
A lot of fun things and a lot of great recipes in the book. It's Straight from the Earth, Irresistible Vegan Recipes for Everyone. And the book is published by Chronicle. Myra Goodman, thank you so much for being with us this morning and sharing. I appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you, Joe. It was such a pleasure to speak with you. Have a wonderful day.
And to you. Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the title of the book, Straight from the Earth, Irresistible Vegan Recipes for Everyone. It's published by Chronicle. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.